Malka.
Hi.
Hey, are you going to the Rosh Hashanah services?
Well, we don't know as far as we're waiting to know when they're going to do that procedure on Tony. And we were told if they didn't call us by tomorrow, we had to call them. So we don't know what's going on. He probably won't go Sunday night because his energy level, you know, but we do plan to go Monday. But if he,
Okay.
you know, if he gets called, we're going. So that's his decision. That's what he told. And it's only
Okay.
one doctor. It's only there's only one doctor that can do the procedure, and so we don't have much of a choice.
Are you bringing something, Sunday,
No.
Monday?
No, because we're not going to
No.
go Sunday.
Okay. How about Monday? Maybe not.
There's nothing
Or
on Monday food-wise. It's just from 10 to about 12:30.
Okay. All right.
But I have the mop sores, so, you know. It's just not 100%. He's still yellow.
What do you have,
And
jaundice?
yeah, they thought it
Yeah.
was brought on by the antibiotic that he was allergic to, and
Oh.
maybe that brought it on. I don't know. But when they did the MRI, they found his bile duct was real small. And so they need to go in and check that and maybe put a stent.
Oh, really?
It's better, you know, he's better than he was, believe me. And,
Is this
you
his
know.
first stent, or does he have other stents?
No, he doesn't have any stents.
Okay.
The MRI shows all the organs look well. There's no tumors or anything like that. But they do a scraping on the inside of the duct because, you know, to rule out the big C word. But the doctor said he was encouraged because the pictures all look good on the MRI. So, but that duct has to be widened. It's too narrow. So maybe he was, maybe it was a good thing he got sick to find out he had that condition.
Yeah, because he had backache for a while, didn't he?
Yeah, it was going to a chiropractor for that after he had an epidural, which didn't seem to work. So, well, it worked, but it wasn't 100%. He was
So the
expecting
backache
better.
was a good thing. Yeah.
Probably so. Probably so.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's doing better.
Oh yeah, keeps better.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna try and make services Friday and Sunday, Monday. I didn't know if they were doing something in the hall or not for food and stuff.
Just Sunday night. And you know it's not till 8 o'clock. It's not 6.
Right. I guess I should maybe bring something.
If you do, it's like a finger type, you know, don't bring something that has to be, you know, like a pie or something like that, you know, finger. Probably it would do with the contact Sarah. Oh, Nick, you know. I usually make the round hall, but when I knew all this was going on, I told her to, you know, get somebody else.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are starting section 9 tonight on the Parsha of Lech Lecha from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. We're starting with Pasuk 49, and I'll start with Lashem Yehud. Are there any questions before we begin?
Yes, sir.
Lashem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Did Kilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Layakta Lashem Yodhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Elohino Alena Maasei Adenu Kanane Alena Maasei Adenu Kananehu Vayelech Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem Amar Rabbi Elazar Tachatzei Dehalak Yetiv Vayetzei Avram Kasher Diber Elav Hashem Elai Vayelech Kada'a Lech Lecha Dehayetziya The Kadmeta Avadu Diktiv, the Yetu At Itam Meur Kazdin, Lelechet Arta Kinan, the Hashtakiti Vayelech, the Lakiti Vayetzei. The translation, Rabbi Elazar said, Come and behold, it is not written, so Avram left as Hashem had spoken to him, but rather that Avram departed, literally went, the Hebrew is vayelech, as it is written, get you out, as in the Hebrew lech lecha. This is so written because they had already left, as it is written, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Therefore, it is written departed rather than left. Questions, comments, thoughts? Or let me read my written commentary. The Zohar is pointing to a significant spiritual law. When you leave something, you are looking forward to something. This is based on the dictionary understandings. When you depart a place, you are deviating from an accepted norm or a prescribed or traditional course of action. Again, this is the dictionary understanding. Now put this into a spiritual context. Can one leave a spiritual location? Or does one depart an accepted consciousness? Who is a rebel and who is a leader? And who is a rebel leader? There is much to contemplate in this pasuk. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Your last comment, who is a rebel and who is a leader and who is a rebel leader, where does that fit in with this verse?
You don't see it in the translation, right?
Well, it didn't come to my mind at first. I mean, I assume Hashem is the leader and Abraham is the follower. He's certainly not a rebel. Lot might be considered a rebel, but
you don't think
I think I see it.
You
it's probably right in front of me, but I don't see it.
You don't think Nimrod thought that Avram was a rebel?
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
That's where it comes from. The question that is being asked, the question that is being answered is why is the wording in the Torah different? Why doesn't it say Avram left as Hashem had spoken to him? Hashem told him to leave. Go out. Lech. But he doesn't write that way. It's written with a different Hebrew word. Vayelech. He went in the past tense. It's being translated as departed. But it doesn't say that he went in the present. It says in the past. And if we understand the leading vav, it could also be that it's a future. Because the word lech is an order, a command. Go. So when you put the vav and the yud in front of it, it becomes future tense. Yelech means future. Go out in the future. But the vav puts it in the past tense. Now, how does that apply to people's relationships? I just got off the phone he's my brother-in-law because he was married to my sister. But even after they got divorced, he was still my brother as far as I was concerned. I speak to him maybe twice a year, maybe once a year now. But the conversation was about who was doing what, people I left 8-10 years ago, people I've forgotten about. But for him, they're part of his life. Because he's living with them every day. This is where relationships come from. But this spiritual law isn't just about God told me to leave, God told me to go out, and I'm moving from a location. How does it apply to relationships? How does it apply to physical movement? How does it apply to the Sephiroth movement? That's why I wrote the commentary that I did, Anna.
Okay, thank you. I thought we were finished with this.
It's kind of like...
Go ahead.
I see this image of Abram dusting off the dirt off of his sandals from that place and moving on, not taking that part of that territory or land with him. He's moving out. He's going away and dusting off the dirt from his sandals from the place that he came from and not looking back.
Just kind of see that. If I may upset you.
Right.
No, remember, it's never right or wrong. It's just how you perceive things. Look in the Aramaic. It's really the last line. There's only one word in the fourth line. So the third line, the fourth word, Me'ur Kazdin. Ur Kazdin. It gets translated as a location. Ur Kazdin. But in the English, it's being said as Ur Chaldeans. But look at the word in the Aramaic. The mem at the beginning of the word says from. We're moving from someplace. Aleph Vav Resh spells or. which means light. Kazdim, when it's translated as the Chaldeans, represents the astrologers. Abraham was leaving the astrology. But is it saying that there's light in the astrology? He was moving away from the negative system. He had developed, he had learned or developed the science of astrology. There's a lot of light in the science of astrology. But it's not positive light. It's light of the negative system. It can be made into the positive system. That's why every week I'm writing about the astrology. But he wasn't leaving a place, he was leaving a consciousness. There is nothing but consciousness. Go into your refrigerator and pick up an apple. It's not a physical apple, it's a consciousness of a desire to receive, to share the pleasure with a human being. Does every apple that grows on a tree have that consciousness? Not only is that true, but each apple has the consciousness of which human being it wants to share itself with. So have I blown your minds or have I confused you?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that the same thing?
It could be the same, but no. Either or, no. I'm not confused. But
it's not the way we think. But it is the way the Kabbalists think. And the question is, do we want to grow into that level of spirituality, that level of consciousness? And this is the year to become wise.
Right.
Pasuk 50.
Not wise.
So
not wise. I said you're saying wise, not wiser. Don't we have some kind of wisdom already?
Do you think you're wise, Hannah?
No, but I'd like to think I'm not down on the bottom of the barrel.
And yet, all the people who contact you and ask you questions and what do I do and how do I do, and you have your conversations, do they think you're wise?
I do.
The point is, everything is relative. But in comparison,
I teach what I live, so
exactly.
You know, it's like I'm just sharing with how to do things over the way that I've learned with conjunction to learning Hebrew. So that's. But
exactly.
I don't think of myself as wise, but I don't think of myself as ignorant either.
No, and you're not ignorant, and you are wise, but it's relative. In comparison to Hashem, we're not wise. In comparison to Hashem, we're ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
But in comparison to Hashem, he wants to teach us. He wants us to become wise. Why?
Why? So we can reveal him.
Exactly. The wisdom that you gain is his light that needs to be revealed.
I got kicked off, so I guess I am it.
This is fun.
You had an answer, right?
Actually, I put the phone too close to my ear and I cut myself off. I didn't want you to think I hung up on you.
The danger of becoming wise is that we think we're wise. And we always have to remember that in comparison to Hashem, we're not even close to the first level.
Well, I always felt like the more you learn, the more you feel like you don't know. I mean, I've even said that with studying Kabbalah. It seems like to me after these many years, I should know more or understand more. But then there are
The more you understand, the less you understand. The more you understand, the more you realize how little you understand.
Right. It's like the old adage that says, how smart your parents got after you got older. You know, at first, you know, when you were a teenager, you don't think they know anything until you become a parent and you see how wise they really were.
Right.
Pasuk 50. Kasher diber elav Hashem Siavtach leya v'kalho avtachot Vayelech ito lot teid chabar ha'imeya v'gin l'meila me'ovado Ve'im kol da'ala olif v'lei. Hai amar Rabbi Elazar, Zakayim inun atzadi kayayo, Si'ol fe'archo, Si'kud shabrichu, Begin le'meya b'ho u'dachalai, Mineya haemehahu yomadadina tizamim barnash lemechal dina vehush bena vekud shabrichu. As Hashem had spoken to him, this means according to all the promises he gave him. The words, and Lot went with him, mean that Lot accompanied Abraham to learn from his behavior. Even so, Lot did not learn much. Rabbi Elazar said, happy are the righteous who study the ways of the Holy One, blessed be he, in order to follow them and be in awe of him, in awe of that day of judgment, when man will have to account for his deeds before the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary. In view of the two pasuks, 49 and 50, what does it mean to be righteous? It means to depart from an earlier level of consciousness, which creates a different vessel of mankind, as mankind moves from being human to its ultimate goal, which in my opinion means to emulate Hashem. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, if you leave a place for another place, that means you're leaving Malkut and starting a new Keter?
What do you think?
That's what I think.
And that
but
is
I guess
correct.
It's which Steffi wrote of which Steffi wrote.
The new Keter is the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So are you rising higher or are you falling lower?
You falling lower to rise higher.
So how do you get back to the higher level? Do you want to get back to the higher level?
I have a question. What do you mean by rising above that generation? What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Are you rising above that generation?
Did I say that generation?
Or the generation? I think you said generation. Maybe I'm confused.
You're not confused.
You said Keter's the next generation. I think that's what
of
you
the
said.
Next generation. If you have a tree and you have a seed, you have a fruit that grew from that seed. Excuse me. You have a seed, it grows a tree. The tree grows a fruit. Now you take the seed out of the fruit and plant it in the ground and there's another tree.
Right.
Are they on the same generation or are they different generations?
That would be a different generation. They're from the same root, but a different generation.
No, they're not from the same root because the seed that was in the fruit is a lower generation. While it's in the fruit, it's on the same generation as the first tree.
Okay.
So after it grows the second tree, that's a lower generation.
Okay.
When you plant the seed in the ground, aren't you going down to then be able to come back up to Keter and start anew, going down the tree again?
What is the Keter of the second tree?
What is the Keter of the second tree?
Come here.
The Keter of the second tree is the branches. I mean the root, because we're upside down.
Well, when he said that, I thought of the one tree with the two branches, because it's really one tree of life, but the two parts, you know, good and evil. This is all right. I was trying to get him. That's the picture that came in my head.
Yeah, I think I need a little bit of clarification. So.
Both with Keter being always in Zavu with Hafna and Bina, I mean, you have to start traveling down the tree again in whatever. I mean, you might be on that level in one aspect of your life, but you might still be in another part of the tree in another part of your, you know, aspect of your life. So.
Remember that. What we learned earlier, when you move from one house to a different house, you move from one house to across the street. It's a brand new incarnation. Which one is higher? Which one is lower? We're going to need to talk about this tomorrow.
Okay.
We won't be talking about it tomorrow because it's Friday. We'll be talking about it on...
All right. I'm going to write down moving to the house across the street to jug our memory.
You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay.
Say
thank
again.
You.
Thank you.
Bye, Malika.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you for confusing me.
Oh, but you're on your way to clarity. Don't you remember? You fall down, you fall up. Oh, well. Oh. Yeah, it is. It is. If I tell you about my day today, you understand what kind of mood I'm in. So we will just hang up and say, see you on Monday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.